ask Mr. Peets to come forward, 733.
Request of Robert Peets to address council regarding unsightly garbage and growing number of homeless tents.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Robert Peets. I'm not affiliated with any organization or other than Portland State. My wife and I have grown up in Portland and lived here all our lives. We're among the thousands of Portland citizens that you hear very little from, but pay taxes, vote, and place our trust in the city council. We depend on you to anticipate and solve problems in this great city. We have seen in our city over the past few years a growing problem with homeless people that has resulted in a growing number of homeless tents in unauthorized areas, the growth of unsightly garbage along highways, even homeless sleeping downtown Portland and using our sidewalks and streets as their personal toilet. It is the responsibility of our elected officials to have anticipated this problem and find solutions wherever they may be and apply those solutions to the homeless problem before they reach the level that it has in our city. The City Council has at its disposal all the resources necessary to identify these solutions and to apply these solutions. We rely on you to take effective action. To date, however, our elected officials have not been able to solve this problem. There are places now in our city, unfortunately, we will not go because we feel it's unsafe due to this problem, and we're very concerned that nothing will ever be done. With all due respect, the citizens of Portland deserve far better than this. I'm an old high school teacher and coach. If the homeless problem was a test to date, you would have received a failing grade. I do want to thank you, however, for the opportunity to address you about these concerns. I know I have some time remaining and would like you to provide some assurances that this problem will be solved. And I do appreciate all of your efforts.
Thank you for coming. And actually, if you have a couple minutes, I'd urge you to stop up at my office and talk with Lucas or Ben so you can find out what the city's up to now on this subject. So I appreciate you coming down just upstairs on the third floor.
I've got 25 more seconds. This is a wonderful place to live. We have a great university, Portland State University, that does many good things for the city. And we know that there's efforts, but we need to see results. You know, they used to tell me when I coached, we're with you, win or tie, right?
Okay.
Thank you for your testimony. We do have a plan, and we need to be able to fund it. So later today, we're going to be voting on a construction excise tax, and then tomorrow looking at a bond measure to pay for affordable housing. So we have the plan. We also need the taxes to be able to pay for
it. Just encourage you to get whatever money you need and get the plan that's going to work and apply that plan so that as people drive down I-84, they don't see a bunch of garbage and tents and things like that. There is a proper place for all of this to be done, and we should identify that and get it done. Very, very important. This is too good of a place.
It's a great place. Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming down today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sirs and madam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.